Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Hip Hop. What's good, man? Salutations to all, man. Got the brother on the line right now. I'm about to get him on the show right now. Want to talk to him about a few things in battle rap. He got an upcoming battle coming up at Nome 8 on June 23rd. URL, shout out to y'all niggas for taking y'all brand on the motherfucking road. But let me get the vet in here, man. That's the vet, the legend, man. God damn it. Let's get clear right now, my niggas. Let me get my bro right up here, man. Good to the animal. What's good, man?
What's up? What's up, boy? What's going on?
What's good, my brother?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Running around these little nasty New York streets.
keeping yourself out of trouble, though, right, my nigga? You straight, though, right, in them Bronx streets, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm too old to get into trouble, man. I ain't thinking about
facts,
that.
Facts, facts, facts.
When I was
facts,
young, man,
facts.
I used to run around, get into stuff, man. Now I try to stay out of it, man. That's why, you know, the whole situation that went before, I felt so whack because I'm too old to be for that shit. You know, shit like that, man. I'm trying to stay out of
right,
it.
Right,
the negativity and all that, you know what I'm saying?
But, cause isn't it funny, though, niggas like us who came from the 90s era and shit, isn't it fucked up now we look at shit like back in the day, like, damn. What, you ever look at shit and be like, damn, why the fuck did I do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because now you look at shit,
definitely.
Now you wouldn't do certain things you do now. You know what I mean?
No, but definitely, like, that's what I'm saying. Even, you know, with the whole gym situation and all that, I looked at it afterwards, like, then, like, I look at it now, like, wow, you know, why did I do it? I know why I did it. You know what I'm saying? When you look
right.
at it again, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you know, if I would have been really focused and paying attention, I would have knew that he didn't say what I thought he said. You know what I'm saying? So... But you know all that, you know all that shit is behind me, man. Shout out to Gems, man. You know,
that's a real thing. Of course. But since you went there, I'm gonna ask you a question about that. I ain't gonna spend too much time on that. Good, just not.
Nah,
I don't want to talk about that too tough.
You can talk about whatever, man. I'm not that type of person. If I did it, it's in the public eye. Like you gonna talk about it? Fuck it. It's cool.
Let me ask you. At the time when you thought, whatever you thought he said at the time. Was that just an initial reaction? Because throughout the years, I spoke to you numerous times, and anybody's watching your career throughout the years, there's always been something implemented in your contract.
Oh,
stay away from my daughter.
Parkway,
you know what I'm saying?
Parkway.
Yeah.
Did you?
Was
it a reaction,
I mean,
or was it?
Like you, all right, look, like you said, man, I'm from a different era than a lot of the, you know, the people that's in battle rap maybe or like watching
fact.
Now, you know what I'm saying? And the era I'm from is if you feel like you're going to do something or you hear something you don't like, you swing first. It's not nothing, it's either I'm going to keep myself calm or I'm going to go there. And once I go there, I'm not going to do the talking. Like, you know, like, what, nigga, what that, what? Because, you know, that this is not the era I'm from. I mean, granted, I was wrong, but just me with that mindset and growing up like that is just, you know, I was always taught, if you're going to do something, do it. Don't be a talker. You know?
Right.
So, and that's just pretty much, you know, where it was from. You know, when it comes to my daughter, that's a sensitive topic for me anyway. So, and that's just what it is. And when I go into battles, I don't, I don't hit nobody up on no, you know, I talk to everybody before I battle them, and I ask them, you know, politely, like, you're just not saying them to my daughter, you know that, and if it's something you want me to talk about, I won't, if it's something that means that much to you, because I get it. You know, people feel like, I don't even, like, call niggas, like, you better not, I don't do none of that, I ask as a man,
right.
like, can you please not, you know what I'm saying, because a dude could say what he want to say, but I don't want a confrontation. I don't want to get into nothing. It, you know, it's just whack. It ain't. I don't want to get into nothing. I'm mad with my hand get forced, and I gotta, you know, get into something. So
this is what I thought, Goods. When it happened, and I watched the pay per view, I think the average battle rap fan felt like you wanted to do that, like that was premeditated, because. Gems don't really give that energy. You know what I'm saying? He don't really give that energy like the type of nigga to be the rah-rah nigga. To me, I don't think a lot of niggas ever come at you like that, because
nah,
I've always said about you
do,
is you one of the niggas
Gems
that come
do.
On the block and crack mad jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but Gems do give that type of energy. Gems talk his shit. You know what I'm saying? When that happened, though, he didn't say what I thought he said, so he wasn't wrong at all. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. I didn't want to come to the battle and do that. As you can see, that was the end of my third. If I wanted to come to the battle and do that, I would have did that in the beginning of the battle. You get what I'm saying? We won a battle.
Right, right.
I'm not gonna, you know, right. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna go up there for 10. Like, I would have came there for that. No, that was the end of my third round. You know what I'm saying? So I came prepared. I came to, you know, to rap and do whatever. I mean, you know, I didn't really want to take the battle, but I did, and I wrote for it, and I came to prepare, and I came to rap. So if that wasn't the case, that I wanted to do that from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Nah, not at all.
You can understand. You can understand somebody feeling that might have been premeditated at that particular time, though, right? At the time when it happened.
Yeah, definitely, man. I understand all the thoughts on it. You know what I'm saying? It's some things I don't understand, but majority of things I understand all the thoughts on it. And I'm gonna tell you, a person that put myself in other people's shoes, and I watched that. But the reason I said I was wrong, it wasn't for nobody else. I watched it as a fan. And after watching it as a fan, that's when I realized I was wrong, because I put myself in other people's shoes and things like that. And you know what I'm saying? I look at one thing as many ways as you can look at it. You know, I do that with everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at it my way. I look at every situation possible way you can look at it. So, you know what I'm saying? So it was unfortunate, but in a sport, in sports period, man, in any kind of sport, you get in. It has been fights. If you watch basketball, it's been fights in basketball, football, hockey, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been fights. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you get over it. And if you man enough to admit you wrong, and you know what I'm saying, and patch it up with whatever person you got into it to, if it's not that serious. And I think that's harder to do than actually throw a punch or fight. You know what I'm saying?
And that's all I'm going to ask you, Goods. Was it hard for you to make that call to be like, yo, all right, let me call this nigga and just let him know, you know what I'm saying, that dog, you know, let's not take it there. Let's try to rectify the situation. I was wrong on my side. I thought you said X, Y, and Z. Was it hard for you to make that call?
It was,
Jims.
It wasn't too hard for me, because I'm a person that believes in what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. It's like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's just it. You know, so like, I'm not going to try to, I'm wrong before, you know, I'm not calling this nigga, you know what I'm saying? I got too much pride. I'm not like that. When I was young, I probably was. But as you get older, you get more mature and you look at
mature,
things different.
Yeah,
wiser, and you understand things in a different way. And nah, I ain't feel no type of way about calling him and say that. And if you speak to Jim, he'll tell you, I call and I told him, I said, yo, before you even talk, Let me talk so I can tell you how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I told him everything, man. I kept it real with him, and I told him, I said, yo, I woke up and I didn't feel no animosity. Like, if I do something to somebody, man, the next day I feel the same way. When I see them, it's on. I didn't feel like that with Jim's at all. That's how I knew I was wrong. It's like, I don't want no beef with Jim's. Like, it just doesn't make
it's not that deep.
Yeah, so with that being said, I called them, and, you know, I see people saying, nah, you know, I mean, if I got hit, you know, shout out to Jen, but I would at least need a fair one. And
that's the era we from, though, Goods. That's the era we from.
Right. And this is what I'm saying. Like, people don't even understand the conversation me and Jim's had. Like, we talked about every possible thing you could talk about. We spoke about that, too. And if that man would have said to me, yo, I don't feel this, and it still don't sit right with me, like, we got to shoot it out, I would have respected that. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like,
definitely.
We can do that and still be cool after that. I would have respected
that. And niggas have done that. And Goods, where we from, that's what niggas be doing. Niggas shoot the fair one and then keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
If it's none that serious, or if you don't feel no animosity towards somebody that much. Now, you know, if he would have said something about my kid, then I wouldn't have felt like that. You know, it would have been whatever it would have been. But, you know, he was genuine about what he was saying. I was genuine about what I was saying. And that just was that. I mean, we spoke about everything you could speak about, and we both came to the conclusion of, you know, this shit ain't about nothing. We had a brawl, and that was it, you know. And that pretty much was it, you know. So shout out to him or not. that's it, though. That shit is behind me now as well as I ain't.
I'm glad y'all niggas moved on from that, though, Goods. You know what
I mean?
I'm glad y'all niggas, you know?
I mean, listen, I wanted to lead by example anyway. So I wanted to show people it's a time to be tough and it's a time not to. I mean, I could, you know, if something come my way, I'm going to handle it. Whatever it is, I'm going to handle it. Like, you know, if anybody know me, they know I'm the same person on the phone now. I'm the same person when I get off. I'm the same person when I go over here. It don't matter. But, you know, if you're wrong, you're wrong. It takes a stronger person to rectify the situation.
That's a fact.
You know, than whatever else. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, man. Let's take it here, man. Before we go into your battle, my dude, you're probably the best person to talk about this. And let me tell you why I say that, because when all the New York, when the Midwest was moving, I'm talking about before Midwest Miles and X Factor, shout out to them brothers, of course, because they was here moving and shaking first on the DVDs. But when you was outside that fateful night when A-Verb wanted to battle, they were trying to get all these battles on, can you take us back to that night, you know, the infamous line, I got pussy lined up and all that. Can you take us back to that particular night, though? All
right, that particular night was a wreck. That's what happened. Lux tried to sneak us in the side door of an armory, if I'm not mistaken. And he tried to pay the the janitor to sneak us in the door. What happened was, we didn't know it was going to be that crazy. He didn't know, I didn't know, nobody knew it was going to be that crazy. We had a snack event out there. So when I showed up, it was so crazy that the dude was like, nah, I'm not losing my job over this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it was so weak, nobody expected it to be that crazy. So I guess he got another spot, and we moved it to another spot. The other spot was smaller than that. Everybody couldn't fit. The other spot was smaller. Everybody couldn't fit. And that was it. So people was outside. So I was trying to, I had a lot of people down there. So I was trying to make sure all of them get in. I'm outside for about 3 hours.
Damn.
I was the only one really out there. Like,
Jesus.
I told them he's out there for a little while. I was like, yo, I'm out of here, man. Like, this shit is crazy. I'm not dealing with this. Like, and I don't blame him. It wasn't nothing going on. It was too much commotion. So, Arsenal pulled up. Arsenal like, yo, I'm out of here, man. Like, after a while, I'm the only one out there. So I'm trying to get all my dudes' money back. So I got everybody I knew, I got all their money back. You know what I'm saying? And at the end is when you call. This is after me being out there for 3 hours. It's freezing outside. I got a little Pele on. Because, you know when you drive, you know, you could kind of dress how you want, because I'm in the car and I'm out the car. I ain't standing outside for 3 hours. So I got a little color
on
a
long time.
T-shirt. So what people see is at the end of everything. And I never was supposed to battle A-Verb. I was supposed to battle Young L.
Word.
What happened was drunk or something, and he's trying to get us to battle outside. I don't know who Mook thought he was at the time.
That nigga was on some old Mystic Man type shit, like trying to execute. I watched that shit on YouTube. Like, come on, Mook.
Yeah, so I'm you know, Mook, if you want to do that, then come out your pocket. You know, give us some money, and we can do it. So,
or battle.
Or you battle. You
battle, nigga.
You battle, then. Like, all of us is here. You trying to make us battle. You battle, then, too. All right? So... We asked Young L. I'm like, you want to battle outside? Cause at this point, I'm like, I got to a point where I was like, fuck it, let's do it. You want to battle outside? Young L was like, nah. It was cold. I don't blame him. He's from St. Louis. First time in New York. It's mad rowdy and commotion. Like, how that look? You get what I'm saying? Of course, the nigga ain't gonna work. So L was like, nah. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm talking a little good, so don't worry about it. You good? Whatever. So that's when that's when all that happened, and I said all that, you know, which was the case at the time. Don't hate on me. What I was trying to do, you know?
Let me ask you this. Did you have bars on deck?
Definitely. We were supposed to battle. Of course I did. Like, we were supposed to battle. Of course I had bars. I was ready to battle. So we could have went the three rounds out there, but.
But Chris, you know what's ill though? Chris, you know what's ill though? You didn't really know much about Young Ill, so that error is from like when you might have knew your opponent, but you didn't have information on this nigga. It was just you coming in with your raps, right, and vice versa, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm from that era, so it wasn't nothing.
Yeah,
I was ready for that. That wasn't an issue. That's what I'm saying. So it was just a point of, so in my head, honestly, it was a point of Mook. Who do you who you think you are? That's what it was a point of for me. Like, who you think you are? Like, you think I'm like you gonna tell me to battle and I'm gonna battle?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
thinking about it now. I would have did it because I would have been New York savior. So I would have did it, thinking about it now, being wiser and understanding that I would have did it. You get what I'm saying? So,
but it was so much commotion though, when you look at the footage, you know what I'm saying?
Commotion going on. So by the time they went up the block and all that, I left. I did my job. I got, you know, I got my people, their money back, and that was my whole, that's what I wanted to do. And I left. You get what I'm saying? I left that.
Yeah.
When they went up the block and did all that, I wasn't there for that.
Wow. Jesus.
Because you were right there when this shit popped off, you know, when you were right there in the mix, you know what I'm saying? Blue Pelly. I remember that shit.
Yeah, I was in the mix of everything. And niggas don't understand, everybody left. I was the only one still out there, B.
Damn.
And I should have left, but I was just trying to get my niggas their money back. That's why I didn't leave.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But,
you trying to make sure everybody. You trying to make sure everybody was straight.
Yeah, but you know, I'm. You know, I was out there. You know, and I got all the bad rap for it. So, but it's cool, man. It ain't. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that serious though. But
Let me ask you this. We know Verb and Mook is battling, and everybody says, well, the battle rap community says the last time we seen a good A Verb where he was solid, whether you thought Goods won or Verb won. That was the last time I seen a good A Verb was when he battled Goods. That's what everybody,
That was a very good battle.
You know what I'm saying? That was a job both y'all niggas put on. I don't care who said who got who won. Both y'all niggas put on. But people say that's the last good Verb that we seen, Goods. Now, let me ask you this. You've been around this culture for a long time. What's your take on Mook and A Verb?
This is what I don't understand. I don't care. And it's not. Now listen. It's not. I don't care in a bad way. I'm saying they gonna battle. I'ma watch it. I want to see it.
Right.
I'm saying right. I don't care as far as enough to hate or be like Burns and the Got Mook. Or I don't care. I don't understand why people saying that. Like, I'm happy Verb got Mook if that's who he wanted. Or if that battle is going to make him, you know what I'm saying, go crazy or do what he needs to do. I'm happy. Why are people not happy? Like, why?
You know why I think you don't hate, though? You know why I don't think you hate, though, Goods? Because you're kind of different, my nigga. Let me tell you why I say that, in my opinion. You battle rap, but you're not. How can I put this the right way, man? You show you got love for the culture because you can rap, but you're not into the battle rap politics, the battle rap news. The only thing we niggas ever knew about Goods is the gym situation. Before that, you know what I'm saying? You're not in the groups and all that. You don't really, you're not on Twitter calling niggas out. You never been that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you kind of move different. Probably you, Lux, to me, y'all kind of move kind of different and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't live for battle rap.
But I think it's
so maybe, you know?
I think it's supposed to, and I think that's the problem. I think when people live for battle rap, that's when they get into shit. And get into all that shit and all that, because you arguing over battle rap. And battle rap is supposed to be, if y'all arguing about battle rap, settle it in the ring. It's not supposed to be no confrontation really, over battle rap, yo.
That's a fact. I agree.
You feel what I'm saying?
I totally agree with that.
And you know, and that's why I fought myself. It's like that, but it's not supposed to be that. But I don't really get a number because it ain't supposed to be none of that. And by the way, if you feel you better than somebody, set up the battle and settle it in the ring. And that's not supposed to go. I don't see why people is hating that Verb got Mook and Mook battling. But I don't give a fuck. It's a good battle. I want to see it. That's just it.
Well, let me give you the pulse of what's going on. Let me give you the pulse of what's going on. I think some battle rappers feel like Verb, once again, goods. People say the last time we seen a good Verb was against you. Now, fast forward now, Verb been kind of shaky. He just lost to Pat State, clearly on RBE. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but I watched the pay-per-view, and it was a clear win for Pat State when everybody thought Verb was going to beat them. Fast forward now, Mook is at the same event, and y'all both know y'all going to battle each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, Mook is probably, niggas are sitting there like, well, damn, nigga, you just lost to Pat State, and you're awarded, here's the word I got to use, goods, awarded a murder Mook. So some battle rappers and fans are like, huh? How does that work? Like, how do you lose a nigga, and you've been shaky? You know what I mean? Okay.
I don't look, but that's the thing. I don't get into all that rewarded, and I mean, I get it, but it's not. You know, people are saying, you know, I got into a confrontation with Jims, and I got Tay Rock. Has nothing to do with nothing. You know, in battle rap, the message thing is you as good as your last battle. So
yes,
you're not count before. Let's throw away the gym shit, and let's talk about me. Clips 2-on-2 where everybody
against Shug
like
and Arsenal
and we made history. Let's talk about before that, me coming back after 3 years and taking the top dude at the time and putting on after sitting out for 3 years.
Talking about T-Top.
And coming back and put on a great performance. Yeah, so.
And after you beat T-Top, you know what's funny? After you beat T-Top, he been on the tear after that. He been on the tear after his loss.
Shout out to T-Top. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what
my thing is, people forget about all that stuff. You judging somebody off of one thing, but that doesn't mean because Verb, you say Pat State beat Verb and you don't mm-hmm. really like him. I like Verb against Twerk. Why don't
me too. I
like Verb against Twerk. I saw a lot of people saying Verb won. I saw the same amount of people saying Verb won.
Yeah, they'll say that. You're right. You're right.
It was a good battle. So what I'm saying is, because he got Mook, you're going to bring out all his bad things and talk about that? I don't like that. Like, you know, all right, he could have been shaky, whatever battles, right? I'm not saying he is, but that's y'all saying. He could have been shaky whatever battles. That doesn't mean against Mook he's going to be shaky. Wait to see what he bring against Mook. Now, what if he's the fucking best A-Verb you ever saw? Now, if he go up there and he stand, then judge him off of that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Then judge him off of that.
Mm, you're right.
Tell me, but if that's not the case, why judge him? Like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see the battle. Whoever battle, if it's good. I mean, be real, me and Tay Rock don't make no fucking sense to me.
Yeah, why do you say that though? Why do you say that? Because I see people saying that. People saying you and Surf
the battle that came
made more
nowhere.
Sense.
Yeah, right. But that's true. Me and Surf do make more sense. But the way the cards played out, that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And they call me for Tay Rock. I never asked for Tay Rock ever. Ever in life did I ever ask for Tay Rock. Nor did Tay Rock ask for me. URL called me with that battle. I thought about it. We supposed to do it on Volume 2. I was like, fuck it, let's do it. And that was it. But just because you may think the battle don't make sense or it's like, you know, like, I don't understand where this came from, doesn't mean it's, you know, it's not going to be a good battle because I'm not going in there to lose. And I don't think Tay-Rock going in there to lose. But that's not my concern. I'm not going in there to lose. So I'm going to put on it and show out the way I would normally do on a big stage. I shot on every gnome, when I get on URL and I battle, you know, when I get on URL, I make sure it's a big battle. I come up there and I do what I'm supposed to do. So it ain't going to be no different for Tay Rock. I'm coming up there to the show out. I'm pretty sure he's coming up there to do him. So either way, it's going to be a good battle. Or, you know, we're not going up there to bullshit. So just because the battle may not make sense to you, like going back to Verb and Mook, doesn't mean it's not going to be a good battle. Let the battle happen and then judge it.
Got
I don't
you,
give
got
a fuck
you.
Who thinks they should have got Mook and And yeah, he was gonna battle me, and now he battled on. So what? Move on. All right. If it was meant to happen, it would have happened. It didn't happen. Move on. I mean, that doesn't mean it's not gonna happen though. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Now, people, I respect Mook Goods. I really do. I respect him. You know. And recently, Jay Black and Tech N9ne had a show on Champion, and Tech N9ne said that Murder Mook was the greatest battle rapper of all time. And my facial expression, I cringed. And I don't know if I don't know how you feel when I say this. Tech N9ne.
Who said that?
Tech N9ne said that Murder Mook is the greatest of all time on Champion with Jay Black. And I cringed when he said that, because I got to be real, Goods. I don't subscribe to that theory that is one person the greatest of all time, first of all. I don't subscribe to that theory. It just can't be just one individual that's the greatest of all time.
I feel the same way.
And,
I feel the same way on that.
And for me, Mook has not been in the field. To me, Mook, when Mook was looking down on battle rap, you were battling in the Lion's Den, my nigga. Head Ice was battling in the Lion's Den. Cortez was battling in the Lion's Den. Arsenal. All of y'all was Charlie Clips and T-Rock. When this nigga was doing Rough Riders music and all that, you, DNA, Conceited, Arsenal, Hitman, Calico, Shug, all y'all niggas took the brand of URL and took it and ran with it and made it what it is today. It wasn't Murder Mook, in my opinion. And that's no shade to him. Can't give a nigga.
No,
and when he comes back, his battles be lackluster, my nigga, in my opinion.
No, I get it. I mean, you what it is, you know, you can't knock what, you know, what the man did. And that's what it is. You can't knock what he did. And that's what everybody, like you said, when he had his era, he was the man of his era. You know what I'm saying? When it came back around, it was dudes like me, Head Ice, like you said, K-Shine,
even Tech N9ne. Even Tech N9ne,
you know,
the same nigga Tech N9ne who said he's the GOAT. Tech N9ne was king of Summer Madness 1, so it's kind of weird to me, Goods. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I get it. That's what I'm saying. And we upheld that era. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you can't take nothing away from him. But, you know, I mean, Mook, what it is they say Mook is the face of battle rap because he was the first one really doing it. He brought the camera stage out when it was on camera. You get what I'm saying? And,
right.
And Smack made him the face because every battle you saw was against him.
But why does Rex get slighted? But why does Rex get slighted in Goods? Because I feel Rex has done more for battle rap than Mook. He's changing the times. You change Goods. You change from the times when you had a battle niggas like Jay Mills in a studio type shit. Like, y'all niggas adapted to the times, from the flow to what niggas are saying, catchphrases. Nigga, you got catchphrases. Niggas know Goods with the Henny in his hand. Like, we know you're going to be fly. Like, I don't know. Good to me, Goods, he's outdated to me. No shade to him, but he's outdated.
And you're right. He may be. But we got to see right now what he do. Because I can't really judge. I didn't like him against Iron Solomon. That was
no
boring as battle I ever saw. So I didn't like him again. I didn't like that battle, period. And against Lux, I had to see that in a URL setting, not that type of setting. That wasn't it for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was boring. So this is, I'm gonna judge him off of it. Even though I want to see him on a URL setting. You know what I'm saying? But I want to see how he holds up now with this, because you got to adjust, and it is different now. And I'm happy that I was able to find a way to still be around 10 years later and still battling on a high level. That's very hard. I'm humble for that, because that's not easy. So however I was able, I'm happy my style was able to withstand the times. So now
and adapt to the, and
this.
Adapt to 2018 Goods. You adapted to the times.
I mean, but we can't. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to judge him off the other shit. I'm gonna judge him now when he does it now. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna see what he look like, because he might go in there and look good, and everything be good.
Goods, I did a fan show for 2 hours the other night when the shit got announced, right? My nigga, there's about 95% of the people telling me that Murder Mook is on 3-0 Verb. Like, it seems like no one's giving Verb a shot at all. And I can understand why, because of his lackluster battles. But I would say this. I like Verb battle raps more than Mook. I watch a Verb battle more, and obviously the sample size is bigger, obviously, Goods. That, you know what I'm saying? Verb has been doing this consistently for how long, and he's been here with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Is that, are you surprised everyone's saying Mook gonna clearly, like, he seems like he's the very big favorite in this. Like, Verb is a very underdog, like the underdog of underdogs in this battle.
So you don't
are
think
you surprised
I'm an underdog
at all?
Of underdogs versus Tay Rock?
Who, not only,
no,
nah, not you, my nigga. I think you're underdog. You are underdog, Goods.
I'm the super nigga. They did a poll, and the poll had Tay Rock beating me 84%. So I feel where Verb coming from. I understand it.
I don't think it's bad as Verb though, my nigga.
Yo,
you know
it's like
saying?
The same, man. It's like the same, B. It's like the same.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the same. Yeah, it's the same. I don't, you know, because like I told you, they judge you off your last performance.
And when was the last time you watched you in gyms?
When I watched it, I don't think I watched it. I know I don't want to watch it. Mm. I mean, the battle was whack.
Right.
Honestly, it was a whack battle, and that's why I don't really do battles. That's why I never do battles I don't want to do. If I do a battle I don't really want to do, I'll do it for one round because I know I'm going to bring the excitement in that one round. Doing a battle I don't want to do for three is not going to be good. That's why I don't do it. That's the only battle I ever did three rounds I didn't want to do.
Did
you know
what I'm saying? Did URL announce you and Tay Rock too early?
Maybe so. It should have been some more. It should have been some more build up. Like I said, we were supposed to do it on Volume 2, but it should have been some more build up. But I think this is gonna be a battle with really no build up because I don't. Tay Rock is not talking. You know what I'm saying? You know I want to get in.
And you're not talking. You're not blogging. Yeah, but, we're not getting no blogs. You don't really shit talk too tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
I don't really shit talk.
You're the king of
blogs. Yeah, I'll drop a blog, I'll do all that, but, you know, like, it's not funny because he's not saying nothing. So,
but I don't think Surf,
you know,
but I think you and Surf, the shit talking, the build up, there's a storyline with you and Surf. Would you have embraced being the first person to battle Surf? Would you have embraced that?
Yeah, no problem. I would have did it, but you got to understand, which I don't understand, is stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and that's what you don't understand. It's a bunch.
Right, I got you.
You think if me and Surf was presented, I wanna did it. You gotta understand, y'all don't know what happens behind the scenes. Me and Surf was supposed to battle mad long ago and never went down. If I speak to Beezy, if you ask Beezy and them right now, they're gonna say it wasn't on them. It wasn't on me. So that leaves one person. You gotta talk to Surf and ask him why. I don't know why they didn't went down. If I ask Beezy and them, they say it wasn't them, and then you ask me. And I tell you, it was not me. I was locked in. But ask Surf why I didn't go down. Maybe he got a different story to it. But
I remember when you and Surf was up here. Y'all was going back and forth on my show about 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was. But let me ask you this: the Tay Rock battle. Now you said something earlier that's not the battle you wanted, and usually you take one round. And obviously URL, they don't really do one round battles at all. But so you're full ready to go for three rounds, obviously, with Tay Rock. You know, people say Tay Rock is infamous for second rounds and all that. Are you going into the battle for your second round to be your best round of the battle to match usually his infamous second rounds?
That's cool. You have the most. I don't give a fuck about none of that, yo. I don't never worry about what another nigga gonna do. That's the thing.
I feel you. Right.
I don't never worry. That boy got to deal with me for three rounds. And one thing I can say is I don't feel like Tay Rock never stood in front of a nigga like me. I'm not really worried about that. The fact that I'm the underdog actually makes it – I love being an underdog. It makes it more easier for me just to focus on what I do. I don't never focus on his round, second round going to be the craziest round, and I automatically going to – you know, it's even the people that saying I'm a win, a little bit of people saying I'm a win – they giving me 1-3. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It, it is what it is, man. I wrote for the battle, and I'm prepared for the battle and ready to go. It's a big battle.
You ready to go now?
For big battles. Check, I'm ready to go right now. Check my resume. Let me check my resume, and you go look at all the big battles I did. When I come back and perform with a big battle, I always perform. I always show out. We could go from
no, you do. That's a fact.
What I just did. We could go from
X-Factor.
We go from X Factor. Whenever I gotta go up there and show out, that's what I do. Whenever it's a big battle, I'm going up there and I'm showing out. It ain't gonna be no different this battle.
But it gotta be a little different though, Goods, for you and going in Tay Rock. To be fair though, being that people say he's the face of URL right now, you know what I'm saying? He's the most consistent person. They say in battle rap, you know, Tay Rock. You know what I mean?
I believe in those things, and I believe the same thing. I'm just telling you, I don't give a fuck. I never cared about what another man is or what he's doing. This man over here getting this much money. This man over here doing this. When you do that, it slows you down from doing what you're supposed to do. I never cared about that. I never cared what another man do. I think K-Rock is nice. I don't give a fuck. I know I get busy the same way. I don't care about that. I'm worried about what I'm going in and do. And you gonna get the best goods you can possibly get.
But you're not going in there with a chip on your shoulder, though?
Of course I am. Me being honest with people saying 84% I'm going to lose and all that, you damn real.
Well, see, Chris, I think people also feel this is the most aggressive cat that you ever battled, though. I think people saying that. It should have been Hitman, but, you know, Earl came to life, so, you know.
I love it, man. It's like aggressive don't work against me, man. And I'm going to just say that. I love it.
How do we know that, though, Goods? To be fair now, Goods. To be fair, I got to put you in the corner now. Pause. How do we know that, though? Because this is the most aggressive nigga. This nigga starts swaying by the fifth bar. Okay.
I know
right.
that. I love right. it. I know that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I don't worry about what other people do or what they don't do. I know that. And it just comes time when it's time to go, time to show. You know what I'm saying? That's all it ain't. You know? Tay Rock is dope, man. I don't take nothing away from Tay Rock, man. I think Tay Rock is super dope, man. I would never take that away. But like I said, the same way you saying that, this is the most aggressive dude that I never saw before. I'm the most laid-back, confident.
That's a fact, though.
Dude he
That's
seen.
A fact, though.
Something he
That's
never seen before. Yeah, I never saw him against somebody that doesn't give a fuck. That's still going to go up there and be cool and let the barking go, and it don't faze him. So that's why I think the battle going to be good. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, I think with you, the advantage you have with Tay Rock is the humor aspect of it. Like, I think niggas sleep on your aggressiveness sometimes, but I think you have a balance of where you're going to drop the humor bars, but you can mix in the aggressiveness also. You know what I'm saying? And I got a hunch, if I know you, that there's going to be a round where you're going to, angle I feel you're going to take. I can't put my hand on it right now, Goods. But I just got to feel this angle you're going to take on Tay Rock. And I think it's going to be the angle if him and Surf. I'm calling it now. I just feel that way. I think you're gonna harp on that, and it's going to hit. I could be wrong, but I've just been watching you.
You might be wrong.
You're very strategic.
I am, and I mean, listen, I'm not going to talk about anything.
Okay, well, of course not.
I'm going to do. I'm going to do, but just know, like I'm like locked in. Just know that, man. I'm locked in, and I love being that underdog, man. Just with the, that makes me go in there with that chip on my shoulder because the last time I was the underdog like that, I battled X Factor, and
Facts.
He was talking crazy. He said, "Yo, it's no way in the world Goods can beat me." Like he was talking crazy, and I needed that chip.
Yo, Goods, I believe them, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you, my nigga. I believe
no,
that factor too,
course,
son.
That's what I'm saying. But you don't know, I'm sitting there like this in my head, like, boy, you don't
three zip.
B.
Three zip.
You know,
I'm
sitting there I'm sitting there in my head, and I'm just like, and thinking to me, like, boy, you don't even understand. Like, you don't even understand.
This nigga's talking about LLC. I'm like, X Factor. What?
He just he didn't know how to come at me, but you know who knows, man. Tay Rock might know how to come at Tay Rock, might stick to what he do. He gonna do his gumball shit. You know that that's what he do. You know, and that's cool.
Do you feel you gotta match him on that though, on the gumball talk?
Huh?
You're not heavy gumball. Well, you freak it though, but you feel you have to go heavy to match him? I know you gonna do you. But,
not at all. No, I don't have to do nothing but do me. And do me to the best of my ability. I don't gotta do shit else. I don't gotta match him on nothing or try to gunball him to death. No, I don't.
Think about Surf's Return.
I think it's dope. I think it's great for battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him, you know. And I think it's dope. I think against Nitty, on his first joint, I don't think I would have did Nitty.
Mm.
But, you know, I think that's good, though, because I want to see how he because Nitty ain't going to play. So I want to see how Surf, you know, how he act with a nigga that's not going to play with him. You know what I'm saying? And I think knowing Surf is a vet, he going to show up and do what he do.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question. You think Surf and Tay Rock is writing together?
What this nigga here?
Giving each other bars?
You screaming Bronx niggas. Jesus, Lord. Have mercy. Do they write together?
Like,
it's going to be hard to do that. If one nigga live in B-more and live in Jersey, though, right? They don't live in the same city.
Yeah, you got phones, hey. They go a phone.
Yeah, you got a phone.
This
nigga
right
thinking
here.
Of angles. This nigga good
I'm
thinking of angles
you.
Right now. Yo.
Nah, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you this. There's one thing I never do. I never bring up, if I bring up something and talk about it, that means I have no anything of like I'm gonna use that in a battle. If I talk about anything like me talking about that means I have no, like, nothing in me that's going to make me use that. Because I already said it. I would never say nothing I'm going to use in the battle.
But good. Hold on, man. There's a reason. There's a method to your madness, my nigga. You're not going to ask me that question after cut.
If there's a reason, you ask
me that, my brother.
There ain't no reason. I just ask because I really want to know. Like, everybody got people to spar with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I don't spar with nobody.
You don't spar with Clips, DNA?
Nah, I don't spar with nobody. That's cold. I love no sweater.
Are you? It sounds like you're against sparring. Am I right on that, Goods? You're against sparring?
Nah, I'm not against it. Against it. I just actually, you think?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. People were saying that. They would sound like Rock was sounding like Surf, or Rock was.
I believe that.
Trey's traits started
too.
Being like Tay Rock. Did you subscribe to that?
Yeah, I felt like that. I felt like, but I feel like when you're around somebody and you, I feel like when you're around somebody and you know you writing with them and y'all writing together. I think you know that tends to happen. If you got a favorite artist, like let's say like you like Cam, that's your favorite artist. You start rapping like Cam type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A little bit. I think it's natural. You know what I'm saying? I think it's natural. I never really heard. I think it was more Rock sounding like Surf. I mean, I said that and Rock got mad at me on Twitter one day. But that's the thing about Rock. You can't stay to your opinion. I wasn't trying to play him. I wasn't hating on him. I still think Rock's super dope. But in one of his battles, I said, you know, Rock sound like, you know, a little. He sound like Surf to me now. And you know, battle rap niggas get mad at everything. You can't say nothing. But it was just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Are you excited to go? That URL is taking a brand more on the road now.
I wouldn't say excited. I mean, I think Noam should have been in New York.
You feel it should have been New York?
You can't do no. I mean, you know what? I never saw Houston, man. Houston is so perfect. I heard it's so fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? So what's up, boy? How you, man? What's up with you, boy? What's good?
I was at the T-Mobile on 157.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to go up right now and get this shit in. You good, though?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I still got your same time.
You should. I had the same number for 13 years.
What
I'm on an interview right now. You all in my interview.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You good, you good, good.
Nah.
Good.
So, damn, what's this shit? But yeah. What you asking me? What you talking about again?
We were talking about Houston, about Gnome being in New York. You thought Gnome should be in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it should have been in New York, but I'm kind of excited about going to
Houston, right?
Houston. Like, I'm excited about that, about going to Houston, B. Well,
I think they're going to appreciate both of y'all styles, though.
A lot of people were saying this. I didn't look at it like that, but they was like, "Yo, it makes it even."
Yes.
It makes it even now. But
I think New York would have been even also though. I know you come deep to battles. You go 30 deep. Shout out GMG.
Nah, I don't go deep to battles. Nah, I never go deep to battles.
Cause I be seeing your same crew, man. The GMG niggas, I be seeing their sweaters and all that.
Yeah,
they be right behind you, niggas. Be looking like they about to slice somebody's face in 5 minutes, my nigga.
Nah, you might see five. I go with five people. I know people there, but I go with five people. You know what I'm saying? But
Right.
I think like there's something Tayshaun said to me. You know what I'm saying? And somebody else said this to me, and I was like, yo, yeah, you know what, Rock? I said, I'm in the buildings. You know, they love Rock. So Kayshawn was like, nigga, in the building, they love you. I was like, nah, not more than Rock. So he like, yo, good. You walk on stage and just stare, and they go crazy. Are you crazy? He said, I want to see who they love more. And I'm arguing when I'm like, my nigga, this is Rock we talking about, though. He's Mr. URL. And Kayshawn argued me down and was like, nah, you're bugging.
Yeah, it's. So, I see why Sean's saying that though, Goods. I see why he's saying that though. I get his logic behind that. Goods, man. I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, my brother, man. June 23rd, my nigga. You locked and loaded, three rounds ready.
What's up, man?
You ready, good?
Yeah, I'm ready. You going, man?
All right. Goods, I appreciate you, brother.
Already, man. Stay up, man. I'm about to log in the studio session. Thanks for having me. Let's do it.
You already, my G. That's what it is, man. Goods the animal.